The Tulsa Metro Chamber and Tulsa Young Professionals, among others, have thrown their support behind both the airport economic development and quality of life improvement prongs of Vision 2. Tulsa Metro Area Planning Commissioner Bill Leidy is among those opposed to the entire package. I sat down with him to talk about it and asked first what he didn't like about Part 1 to make improvements at the airport.
There's no doubt that there's some need for some improvements on the facilities out there, but I believe that the Proposition 1 is premature at this point. I don't believe that there is any great urgency for us to do something right now. And as a matter of fact, I think it's irresponsible for us to consider when we know so little about how things are going to shake out after this bankruptcy process is finally resolved.
Why do you say you don't feel that it's urgent?
It's highly unlikely with the investment that American has made here that they're just going to pull out in the next 12 to 24 months. There is a pretty big movement with all of the airlines to outsource this work overseas, and through the bankruptcy process, American is going to be gaining the right to do a certain percentage of that, and that's only going to continue, as I see it, in the future to go ahead. The idea about maintaining jobs or retaining jobs or getting new jobs, people have to weigh the importance of propping up an industry by basically subsidizing them. I think that we should be looking to a more strategic approach, a longer term approach, about improving the lifestyle and the quality of life for citizens in our region, and particularly in the city of Tulsa.
That brought us to Part 2, quality of life. Leidy says the city of Tulsa has a wish list of capital improvements it would like to make, which amounts to about $7 billion. The total allocated in Vision 2, about $150 million in Tulsa. He worries that the projects that will be granted Vision 2 money and the true priorities out of that $7 billion wish list won't match up.
Does everybody want to see a better improved library? Yes. Most everybody want to see water in the river? Yes, we do. But I think we need to be able to go to the citizens and say, okay, here's the big picture. Here are all the needs that we have. You know, can I just say, people aren't stupid. If people are given enough information, they can really make a difference in how we manage and how we analyze these expenditures. Our tax dollars are so precious, and we have so little of them to try to address the massive need, that we really need to make sure that the projects withstand the highest scrutiny when in terms of what the kind of return that we're going to get for it.
So Vision 2025 is up in 4 years. Would you then advocate taking that time to be looking at this instead of doing it in a couple of months as this has happened?
I think that would be a good idea, is to have maybe a two-year planning effort to really analyze and evaluate not just individual projects. There's a lot of worthy individual projects, but we need a smart growth strategy, whether we are just maintaining infrastructure or whether we're going to consider building some new things, new facilities for the citizens.
I'm Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.